I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, Joe. Sabres lose 11 straight.
Yeah, I really need to stop saying bookmark it on things when I make predictions online, because then people actually bookmark it, and now I look like an idiot.
What, did you say they were
winning? I said the winning streak, a 10-game winning streak will start after yesterday.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, people should know that you're not being serious.
To be honest with you, I thought they were going to win yesterday. I really did. Even when it was 2-0, I thought they were going to win.
I never think they're going to win.
They can't be this bad. Like, I'm...
They are, though. They literally are. Like, when you say that... They can't be this bad. They are.
But with this talent, they can't continuously be this bad.
All right. So with this talent, a lot of people say that. Like, oh, man, they're so talented. Are they? Says who? According to what?
I mean.
Oh, with this talent. You got a bunch of players that have never won anything.
But they.
With this amount of talent, like in the sense that. But they have all reached the NHL. Like, yeah, I mean, there is a level of talent there. But
the way this team played in the first month, and I know that's not saying a lot. I mean, it's not like this team has played
so they were like a 50-50 team.
But it's not like this team has played like this from the start of the season.
All right, but like, you're not always going to be the worst team in the world. It's a long season.
But that's what I just said. They can't play this bad consistently.
You're right. I don't think they're going to lose every single one of their games for the next 6 months.
Eventually, things have to turn around. And
eventually, they will win a game, but they're bad.
But are they really the worst team in the NHL?
They're technically 30th right now, so there's two teams worse than them.
Okay.
Nashville and Chicago, worse. That might change in the coming days, though. So,
yeah, watch out. I did not expect them to come out as flat as they came out last night. Like, I just did not expect that kind of a beating.
That was funny.
Because...
So they come out.
Say what you want about the losing streak. They have been close games.
Some of them have been.
Right. I mean, it's not like every game they're losing by 5 goals.
Sure.
Okay. I guess that's what I was a roundabout way is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
They are competing. They had a 2-goal lead in the third period against Toronto. Blew it, but I'm just saying, it's not like they played the whole 60 minutes like crap. In the games during the streak, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. So, you can't play 10 minutes in a 60-minute game and expect to be. Although, I tweeted this out last night. Maybe they got the book that I got from the library.
Yes.
Had to take a... This is why the kids are so dumb these days.
Yeah.
Is because the stuff like this gets published. This is a book, we get books about everything. Bugs. Stuff like this makes me question what I read about things I don't know. Like, we get a lot of books out. I mean, you get storybooks. We get, books based on TV shows. We get my 4-year-old loves, he went through a big phase over the last year. Now everything's a phase with kids.
Yeah.
Loved bugs. So we were getting out books about insects, like, every single week. Like, a whole, we might have ran through the entire bug section in the library, and we have all this, and like, bugs are something that I don't really know that much about, and there's a billion bugs out there, who knows. So I kind of have to trust what's in the book to tell you. And then I pick up a book, we got a hockey book, it's just like, hey, this is hockey, and it's like, hey, people put on skates and they hit the puck with the stick, like,
that, right?
Like that level of comprehension. This is one of the last pages in the hockey book. When the buzzer sounds at the end of the fourth period, the game is over. Both teams had fun.
Yeah, there's two things wrong with that.
Yeah. Fourth period doesn't exist.
Right.
And both teams had fun. Did you watch the Sabres game last night?
Are you claiming the Sabres did not have fun?
Did you listen to them after the game? You know what? Does this sound, Joe, like somebody who had fun?
Sure does suck, doesn't it? It's horrible.
It's Alex Tuck after the game last night. He's not having fun. Well, maybe they read that book.
Maybe. And they were expecting, like, why are we leaving?
Yeah, like the fourth period.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Gotta get back out there.
Come on, guys. Like, what's happened? But when you pick out a book like that, doesn't it make you second guess everything?
Yeah. Because those books can't get updated. They're already in
circulation. But, like, that book is in the library, the fourth period. Obviously, I don't know if it was written by an AI bot. or, you know what, obviously it wasn't fact corrected, or maybe the problem is the people who go through correcting it
don't know.
Yeah, it's like some nerd somewhere is like, oh, four
periods.
Are you
going
that
to say
right.
something when you return this book?
No.
Are you going to take a piece of white tape and correct it before returning it?
Oh, I think I might get fined. I never thought about that.
Do your duty as a North Tonawanda citizen?
Me be the editor? No, I'll just return it. Listen, Joe, I've racked up way too many fines. I'm the biggest donor to the North Tonawanda Public Library.
God bless.
There is, not on purpose. I don't need to shell out more money.
Side note, I know we're talking about the Sabres, but you mentioned I lost a book from the library recently, and it was a book about budgeting. And I had to pay a fine about a book I lost about budgeting. Kind of ironic, but that's the most recent fine to the Erie County Library that I had to pay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It might tell you in that book, if you lose a book, just pay it off right away.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go on thinking you're going to find it, and then you have to pay the late fee and pay for the book.
It's a mess. Yeah, it's like Blockbuster.
Right away, like when my dog chews one up, right away, I'm like, hey, this one, how much? Like... It'd be like $80. It's Arthur. Like, come on.
What? The cover was already falling off.
You're kidding me. I didn't know that much plastic wrap on the top of the book. That's what it costs. But like stuff like that will make. I take out these bug books now, and I'm like, is a bug really made up of the head, thorax, and abdomen, or have I been lied to?
You gotta check it with another source.
Like, apparently, these books are all just filled with wrong information. It's unbelievable.
Imagine if your son had a paper on hockey he had to write, and he bibliography referenced this book.
I'm not pro banning books in the library, but I might get on the train if we're talking about hockey.
I'd like to ban this book.
This book should be banned from the kids section or all sections of the. They should run like a contest. Find the mistakes. In all the books.
I like that.
And
like Where's Waldo?
You know, run it for like 2 months over the summer. Whoever finds the most mistakes and issues the most corrections, you win like, I don't know. For me, it should be $100 store credit to the library.
All right.
Like, well, Brian, everything's free at the library. Well, with the bills I rack up.
That's right.
We'll run
through
this.
You also like the 25-cent books they have that have been in the library too long.
Oh, I buy those all the time. Just load them up. Load them up. Sabres. That's who we were talking about.
We are talking about the Sabres.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're bad.
They're so bad that a conversation about the library was more interesting.
Someone said there's no late fees at the library. In Erie County, there's no late fees at the library.
And that's a new rule, by the way.
It's a new rule in my North Tonawanda library.
Still and racking up fees.
I'm for it. Still racking up fees. That's my fault. My mistake.
Yeah. I
still owe you. They are bad. The record speaks for itself. This is not one of those things where you can, you know, take out some fancy chart that people like to do nowadays and point to be like, well, they should be winning half their games and not losing all of them. Like, no. They're bad. I see what's out there. They've been bad for, you know, aside from a few little blips in the radar, they've been bad for 15 years. It's been a rough go. For anyone who's a Sabres fan, I cannot wait to be there on Friday. It's going to be fun. The start of the game yesterday was hilarious because you have a much publicized meeting with the owner.
Yeah.
You know, he comes into Montreal. I don't know if he stayed for the game. I didn't see any reporting on that.
Maybe the picture I saw was, I didn't see it on the telecast, but I saw someone, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Someone tweeted a picture out.
It would make sense that he was there for the game.
They did not show him on the broadcast that I watched.
Yeah. He gives come on, guys. Like, let's get it going here. Yeah. Let's, you know.
I believe in you.
We believe in you. We can do it. Which, by the way, I don't understand people being mad at, you know, them saying, no, we're not going to blow this up. No big changes are coming. We believe in you. You know, Chris Drury did the opposite thing in New York. He's like, we need to trade our captain. Said that before. And that team's been just about as bad as the Sabres ever since.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want a boss to say in that situation? You want, like, to come in and say, all right, listen, you're all terrible. And, listen, we're trying to get rid of you, but we can't. No one wants you.
We're trying to disassemble this team.
Like, that's not going to work. That's just what you say. And you don't have to mean it, by the way.
No.
Hey, we believe in you. You can find the answers.
See, I would have said to them what I said at the beginning of the show. The game's been close. You've been in almost every game in this losing streak. Just play a little harder.
Right. That, to me, if you need that talk, I don't want you on the team.
You shouldn't be a professional athlete? Is that what you're saying?
You shouldn't be like, hey, guys, we're close.
Like, that talk doesn't usually happen at the JV level. Like, that's once you leave the modified when you're playing school sports, the little, okay, we're almost there. I mean, that speech kind of gets laughed at.
Yeah.
My varsity coach in lacrosse would never have given us a we're almost there speech.
My coach in soccer hated it. He said, we can't lose to Hamburg. They wear purple uniforms.
Did you lose to Hamburg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we lost to just about everybody. But that was the attitude.
That's funny. Hamburg ended my career as a high school athlete. It was the last game we lost in the playoffs to Hamburg.
Oh. Our season was over before we lost to Hamburg, let me tell you. We weren't going anywhere. But the game starts, everyone's like, all right, riled up. We got the owner talking to us. All right, they drop the puck. 19 seconds into the game,
yep.
The horn sounds, you give up a goal against. You don't just give up a goal against. You give up a goal against, who scores on you? Joel Armia, former Sabre,
mm-hmm.
Of course. Because anything good that happens to somebody who used to play on Buffalo. That's the rule. And then you look at the play, and what do you see on that play? It's Owen Power, one of our number one overall draft picks that we have on this team. Just, I don't, you know, I think I skated harder at the 11-day power play on the back check. Just, you know, it's floating through there. Doesn't, you know, the puck takes a weird bounce, doesn't get it, and then, oh, it ends up in the back of the net. There you go. So it's a former Sabre beating out one of our shiny new top overall draft picks 19 seconds into the game after the big rah-rah speech on the road to a 6-1 loss. That's the Buffalo Sabres in a nutshell.
But then you think that goal, okay, maybe that wakes them up. They get a fire lit under their you-know-what. And then the Canadians go on to get 6 more shots and another goal before the Sabres get a shot on goal.
Yeah. Yeah, they stink.
Yeah.
You can't watch that and be like, I don't know if they're this bad.
Okay, last night is a different story. I'm just saying I have not seen the team play that poorly for most of this streak.
Well,
until last night. Like
that's
because, get the point I'm saying, they are in games except for last night.
But that's because you don't see a team play that poorly in the NHL. That's why.
Until last night.
Yeah, but like no team is that bad. That is near impossible.
Like, there are games on this losing streak that they went into overtime. Could have gone another way. Like, this streak could have been broken. Not last night. But what I'm saying is, they could easily be a few points away from a playoff spot.
Yeah. I mean, I can rant and rave here all day about and you've listened to me rant and rave.
I love it.
Day in and day out.
I love the passion.
About the Sabres. I love it. I'm just, and like, normally a day like today, I can find something to be passionate about with that team every single day. I'm like, not feeling it.
So what are you looking forward to on Friday?
What am I looking forward to on Friday? You want me to... Well, first off, before I get to what I'm... You know, this team is just such a buzzkill. What am I looking forward to on Friday? I'm looking forward to being with all the Leafs fans. The worst fans in all mm-hmm. of pro sports. Just constantly, anytime they're in our building, they are the reason. You know, it's funny. You go to the arena. If you go to wrestling at the arena, Joe, they get a beer. They make you pour the beer out into a cup because they're worried about the wrestling fans chucking the can of beer into the ring. The only time I've ever seen any beer thrown was at a Maple Leafs game by Maple Leafs fans. It's the only time I've ever seen anything thrown at that arena was by somebody in a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. And it happens just about every time.
I was going to say, I saw a cola from thrown on someone by a Maple Leafs
fan. But yet they don't make you pour it out when the Leafs are in town. They should.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a Leafs jersey, you should have to pour your beer out into a cup.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being the only Sabres fan in the entire section. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere. I think... You know me, Joe. I'm maybe a masochist like this. I have fun. I have fun in that environment, being surrounded by the other team's fans. And you know what? Make it even better that our team stinks. I went to go see the U.S. soccer team play up in Canada. They were in Toronto, played a game. They got blown out of the building. They stunk. And these Canadians. Oh, these nice, polite Canadians. We get blown out. We lose 2-0. We're in the U.S. section. We're walking out. People are throwing beers at us and everything, you know, because we're all the American fans after they score their second goal. I don't know where they get this polite reputation from.
Not from people on in border states.
It's not here. But I loved it. You know, that's just me. I kind of like being in that atmosphere. And I will say, and I still say this because everyone's I sent this out this morning that, you know, how am I, this is really the bad part.
I like
how am I supposed to explain to my wife January 15th on a Wednesday night when the Sabres play the Hurricanes that, yeah, I have to go to this game. Yep. There's no good explanation in there. You know, why is the building empty even though you've sold so many tickets? That's why. Because you have guys like me who go, hey, honey, I know, you know, kids got to go to bed, but could you do that yourself tonight? I have to go watch the Buffalo Sabres play. Yeah. That just doesn't fly in a lot of households anymore. But I will still say to everybody who laughs at me, who's saying like, oh, wow, you Sabres, what an idiot. Still the best value in pro sports.
Yeah, I saw you tweet yesterday that you'd renew right now.
I will renew. Let's make a deal. There's been no better time to renew your season tickets than right now. I have the upper hand.
Yes.
Lost 11 straight games. You might never make the playoffs again, let's be honest. Let's cut a deal. What are we at? I'll pay the same price. Bump me from the last row to the first row.
Oh, okay.
Can that work?
I like that. For the same price.
I'll renew today.
Yeah.
You know, in the midst of this horrible losing. I'll be
there.
Don't they
usually like, give you a gift if you renew early?
Yeah. Like, yeah. But look, I say it's still the best value. I my kids love going to the games.
Right.
I take them. They have fun. It is, for everyone who complains about the expense, please don't, because I look around, not just the NHL, but Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NFL, go to a Bills game, go to a soccer game, go to any major sport and try and find a more affordable outing than going to a Sabres game. I mean, I took my son last week. We had a great time. From, you know, parking the car to getting back in the car, you know, tickets included and everything, taking him, getting, you know, the meal and everything else at the game, I think it was $65 altogether is what it would have cost.
You can't get in the door at any of the playoff games this weekend for $65. College football playoffs. $400 to get in the door at Notre Dame, Indiana.
Sure.
And that's all the way at the top.
Which is, you know, forget about playoffs. You can't, I mean, try doing that, you know, taking a kid to, you know, for 65. You can't do it. It's a great value. So, you know,
you might get lucky at one of these last two Bills games. People getting rid of their, against the Patriots or the Jets. Maybe you could find something comparable, but parking would put that number right over what you were.
Yeah. You can't. You know, it's what, at least $30.
But you know, you talk about having to explain to your wife, you know, Sabres Hurricanes. Now you know what I have to go through. You know, my wife goes, "Why are you driving down to Blacksburg to see the 4-6 Hokies?" Well, you know, come on, someone's got to be there.
So there is a little bit of a difference there, where it's like, you know, I'll be gone for a couple hours. I'll be gone for a couple days. It's a slight difference.
Just a little bit.
So I don't know. You know, what's next? Like, what do you want them to do? Like, what do you want them to say? Like, what can they do, really? In the position they're in.
I mean, that's way above my pay grade.
They're like a guy who has a bunch of Bitcoin. This is what I've been saying the past week. They're like a guy who has a bunch of Bitcoin. Because if you have a bunch of Bitcoin, you're sitting on this, it's up to $100,000, and you're like, I should sell this Bitcoin while it has some value.
Right.
But you don't want to be like the guy who spent 3 Bitcoin on a pizza, right? And everyone makes fun of him 20 years later, like, oh, he could have been a millionaire, but he had to buy a pizza. And like, what an idiot. And you don't want to be that guy. And that's what the Sabres are. They're like, well, you know, I feel like I should make some changes here, but I don't want to have happen yet again where I let somebody go and then 12 months later, they're lifting the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but
because I've had it happen to me before.
But if you don't take a risk,
you're scared, you're stuck. What do you want to do?
But if you don't take a risk, nothing happens either.
Exactly.
Right?
So what do you do?
It's like, you know, oh, I want to hold on to this baseball card because this guy's about to hit the record. Then he has a career-ending injury. Oh, I could have made money off it. Now it's going to sit here and collect dust.
What do you do?
You got it. You got to be a risk taker. If you want to change this team at all, someone's got to take a risk.
People make fun of it all the time. You know what I say? Bring back every former Sabre who played. A guy like me, though, get excited. If you came in tomorrow and you're like, you'll never believe it, they hired a new assistant coach. You know, you've got Daryl Shannon is now behind the bench. That would get me fired up for the game.
They gotta do something.
But that's just
there's no banner this year, right? No banner raising this year.
Lose a few more games, there just might be. We'll see.
Find someone.
We got a lot more to get to. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Thanks everybody for joining us today. Just, you know, venting about the Sabres a little bit in the first half of the show.
Yes.
Not even venting. I'm too exasperated to vent.
Last night, I know this. You're gonna laugh at this. Last night was not expected. I just was not. I mean, they're playing a just as bad team, allegedly. And
I don't know. They looked a lot better. So two games in this losing streak against Montreal, who until last night was the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And they've given up 13 goals in two games to the Canadiens.
It's just
so. You know,
I want to find the bright spot. It's difficult to find.
It's tough.
It is. It's tough.
What could they do tomorrow that would like all of a sudden get you really interested? Exactly. I think that's my thing at the end of the day. Like, what are they going to do that's all of a sudden going to? You just lost 11 games in a row. The season's. I mean, come on. Like, it would be a miracle to all of a sudden get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
What could you possibly do to all of a sudden get people, now, hey, look back around. If they traded, this was my...
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Idea that I floated out yesterday. They made a trade with the Rangers. The Rangers are in a bad slump.
Yes.
Almost as bad. I mean, beating the Sabres is like one of the only things that have kept them from being in as bad of a slump as the Sabres.
Right.
Recently. If they made a trade with New York, like they're talking about Chris Drury being out there, if they traded for, you know, one of their players, Kako, I like him a lot, and Mike Pekka and Chris Drury to come over here, like, you know, put, hey, Drury's back, he's the GM, Pekka's back behind the bench coaching with Lindy Ruff, and, you know, you get this player too. I think that would excite people.
A little spark in the crowd?
That's obviously something that would never happen in a million years.
Right.
So,
but also, you do have to think outside the box with this
you
team.
You do have to think outside the box. I live my life outside the box. Yeah. So, by the way, you want to come to me with ideas.
I stand by
3:23.
All these games, except for last night, were within three goals. Every loss in this streak.
Within three is not a...
And three of them went to overtime.
Okay.
You've got, of the 10 games, right? It's a 10-game losing streak. Of the 10 games, you have...
It's an 11-game losing streak, but...
Oh, out of the 11 games, you have six of them... One goal losses.
Okay.
So six, those could be six wins.
But they're not.
But I'm just saying, they're almost there.
Almost where?
To winning those six games.
So if they won six of them, they would still lose five and you'd be a 500 hockey team middling.
No one would have focused on five losses spread throughout the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. But they did lose it and like now they're out of it.
Like, maybe... Maybe it really is simple as like a move or two moves. Like I'm going to keep on saying they're not that bad. They're not 6-1 bad.
You can say that. I just say like what happened. Like you can't just ignore what happened. Like you could say they're not that bad. At the end of the day, like your record is your record. What happened is what happened.
But you've
lost 11 games in a row, including your last one, 6-1.
If every game in this 11-game losing streak was like last night, it would be a lot worse than it is now.
I I don't think it matters.
No?
To be completely honest. Okay. I just don't. That's my. I don't think it matters. Because at the end of the day, you lost 11 straight games. And even if you. So now you have to win 11 straight games to bring you back to where you were before this began. And where you were before this began was hanging on to the fringes of the playoffs.
No, I get
right?
It.
So, yeah. Like, you have to do something that nobody believes you can do because you haven't done it in years just to bring yourself back into a conversation of, hey, maybe they could do it.
Well, if I'm on the team and I need a confidence boost, I would look back at the 11 games and see how close six of them were. Like, if I was on the team. Like, hey, we could have won those games. Like, one was in a shootout. Like, we could have won some of these games. Like, if I needed a confidence boost.
Yeah. The shootout game is to Detroit.
Yes.
They stink.
Yeah, they're awful.
So.
They're 2 points better.
And you
better.
Lost to them.
They're 2 points better.
Yeah, and you lost to them. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, whatever. Anyways.
8 points out of the playoffs right now.
Which is, you might as well be 80.
Yeah, no, I know.
In the NHL? I mean, with all these teams.
I'm trying to be Mr. Optimism over here.
I know, but there's no optimism.
I know.
Again, like, I'm, you know, staring right now at a ticket to a Sabres-Hurricanes game on Wednesday. It starts at 6 p.m.
You picked that game.
Because that's the type of, you know, middle of the week, team is so far out of the playoffs.
It is funny how NHL.com only calls it a 4-game losing streak.
Oh, so things are already
because they got points four games ago. I still say that's BS. They lost. A loss is a loss.
Things are looking up.
Yeah,
We got a big important update today. We were talking about this story earlier this morning, and I know we talked about this in the past. You might remember earlier this year, it got a lot of attention around here because it has to deal with wings. In Ohio ruling, you might remember this in July, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that. To give you the backstory here, this all started with a guy who went out to eat, you know, some bar or restaurant, ordered boneless wings, ended up getting a bone stuck in his throat from one of these wings. You know, ate the boneless wing, had a bone jarred in his throat, and so he sued the restaurant. Well, the Supreme Court ruled that bones are a natural part of the chicken. This is back in July. So consumers should be on guard for them, even in wings, labeled as boneless. And now, just this week, the Supreme Court stood by its ruling that boneless chicken wings can have bones. They voted against reconsidering the case. And I know this outraged me in July. I thought for sure this would be, you know, looked at. I think this guy should take it to the Supreme Court. And they would be.
He did.
No. The Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
Not the Ohio Supreme Court. And before you're like, oh, don't they have more important things to go on? I just saw a Supreme Court justice on a Broadway stage over the weekend. So, no, I think this is more important than that. I was outraged by this. That's how you could tell my spirits show. Like, on one hand, we were talking about the Sabres. My spirit is, like, been trampled on.
Right.
This will have me going again. To where I can be like, I'm outraged because I think this is an outrageous idea that you're putting it on the consumer to double check the food that's served to them at a restaurant.
No, you're saying, hey, this bite, it's chicken. Chickens have bones. This piece. A sliver of a bone. It's not like the whole bone was in there. It was a sliver of a bone might have snuck through. I find it reassuring. No, I would not want bone in my boneless wings, but hey, they didn't do anything to the chicken. They didn't mash it up. This is a piece of the chicken. It's unfortunate a piece of bone got in there, but I tend to agree with the court.
I just think it is absolutely crazy. In the new ruling, one of the people on the court said that the opinion was rightfully subjected to ridicule and that it was orchestrated their desired result by usurping the jury's transition role. Months ago, the court received an unprecedented media attention after it issued this opinion in what should have been a simple negligence case, according to one of the former justices here who was ousted from their seat in the November election. This is what this guy says, Donnelly. If the public cannot trust the judiciary to be faithful in small things, like whether boneless can be reasonably understood as to not including bones, how can the judiciary be trusted with greater things? I bring you to this recent survey that just started. Where did I find this here? I have it right here. We've got Gallup poll. All right, a poll. Yeah, done. But recent polling from Gallup showed that Americans' confidence in their country's judicial system has dropped to a record low of 35% this year. It's dropped 24 percentage points in the past 4 years. And Joe, this is why. Because, and I agree so much with what this guy says. What's his first name here? Michael Donnelly, who was a justice on the court, who basically said, how can the public trust us if we can't rule that boneless, the word boneless on a menu, can be reasonably understood to mean not including bones? Because that would be the standard that it should be going. So what you're saying is that I look at a menu, boneless wings.
Mm-hmm.
That it's unreasonable for me.
Well, they're not wings.
Whatever. Boneless wings. You're saying that it's unreasonable for me to look at a menu, say boneless wings, and think that that doesn't have a bone in it.
No, it's not supposed to have a bone in it.
But that's what you're saying. Because
we're gonna sink this restaurant because a small sliver of a bone.
Who said anything
through?
About sinking the restaurant?
Put them at a financial disadvantage.
How? They put themselves at a disadvantage by serving somebody a boneless wing with a bone in it that he got lodged in his throat. He almost died. And so, I want $100,000 to deal with this medical bill because you served me a boneless wing with a bone in it.
I know at McDonald's, bones never came through, right? That was never an issue. But
I don't know.
I think it's putting the restaurant at a disadvantage if we say, hey, everything you get from every supplier, now it's on you. And
yes!
This falls on you.
You're serving me the food.
But you buy it from a supplier, and you just dump it into an air fryer, or into a fryer.
Wow, this is a great restaurant you're running.
Yeah. No, you take the chicken pieces, you put the order in the fryer, you fry it up, you put it on the plate, you send it out.
You know, this is how things work in America, and then you sue the supplier for giving you the... No. You're the restaurant. What you're telling me is that it's unreasonable for me to look at a menu, say boneless wings, and assume that they do not have a bone in it.
I'm not saying it's unreasonable.
But that's what this ruling, if you agree with the ruling, then that's the standard. Then that is, if you agree with the ruling, that's the standard. That's what you're saying.
Don't be shocked if a piece of a bone slips through. That's different than expecting a bone to be in your boneless wings. But, it's chicken.
I would be shocked. It's chicken that's been prepared for me that I'm paying for you to prepare for me at a restaurant.
Yeah.
This is not, and I said this earlier this morning, this is not the same. You know, I would totally disagree with this guy who brought the lawsuit if he was talking about, you know, the pack of chicken breasts that you buy at the store
right.
and take home and cook. Those are raw, unprepared chicken breasts. You are buying them to prepare yourself. And, you know, what, maybe one out of every two packs I buy, there's one chicken breast in there that has a piece of bone in it. First thing I do, I'm trimming the fat from the rest of it, even though it says trimmed on the thing. But
it's possible for a small piece of the bone for you to miss that through all the prep
and
put it on
a plate. And then it's my fault. I'm at fault. But I am going to a restaurant and paying somebody to, here's the thing. The word boneless is almost throwing people for a loop here in this. It could be anything, chicken or whatever. When you go, you have a reasonable expectation that the food is prepared in a careful way to ensure that you don't get sick, get, you know, something lodged in your throat, something like that. That should be your expectation if you're going out to a restaurant. So it doesn't matter if it's a boneless wing or if it's you're going to a fast food restaurant and getting a chicken sandwich or if they're chicken fingers or if it's a chicken Caesar salad or whatever it is. It would be my expectation. Hey, I paid you for this item. You prepared it. And you should have been careful to make sure there's not bones flying around in there. Just the same way you should be careful to make sure there's not a rat laying in the salad.
That's completely different. A rat is not natural to the thing that's in the salad. A bone, that's how the chicken was when they first got it.
Like, next time Joe orders something, just give him the chicken live.
No.
That's how it was.
No, but it's not. I don't think it's as unreasonable.
He wants it in the natural state.
If I find someone's, you know, fingernail or if I find a piece, a rat head like you've seen before, that's unreasonable. I don't think it's unreasonable. I mean, yes, there's an expectation that it's a boneless wing, but yes. Mistakes happen with a natural food, with you getting the natural food that you ordered.
Where do you draw the line of mistakes happen? This guy, so you go to a restaurant.
Well, it's never happened to me.
You eat a chicken finger.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is nobody, myself included, you included, whether you agree or whatever you think of this story, but especially, I mean, you have to think about this. If you're saying that the guy was in the wrong for bringing the suit or that the restaurant shouldn't be held liable, not a single person orders chicken fingers or anything like that and goes, you know what? I better chew this carefully or inspect it. Let me shred up this chicken finger to make sure there's no bones in it. Nobody does that because it's your expectation that what you've been given is safe to eat.
But I ordered a salmon fillet from a restaurant, and guess what? There was a bone in it. I spit it out, and I kept on eating the salmon fillet. I didn't go after the restaurant.
There shouldn't be that. No one's saying you have to sue, but it's the restaurant's fault. And by the way, you shouldn't sue. This is just my opinion. You shouldn't sue in that. You know, you found a mistake. You should alert them like, hey, there's a bone in here where it shouldn't be. But you didn't get hurt doing this. This guy got it lodged in his throat. There was some damage here. Damage was done. If damage is done, well, then the person responsible should have to pay for it.
I think on something like chicken, like the food that you order, I think there needs to be a line drawn. And chickens come with bones. That's the way it is.
A chicken has bones in it.
Yes. It's not unreasonable to think that one might slip through.
A boneless chicken wing, it says boneless on the menu, by the way.
Well, like, how deep into the chicken do you want the people to go?
That's just the highlighted part. Like, the boneless is just the cherry on top of this whole thing. Chickens have bones. The chicken served to you in a restaurant to eat, unless it's a chicken wing that you know has a bone in it, or it's a bone in, which, a chicken leg, a chicken, like there's certain parts of chicken.
An actual chicken wing, not a boneless wing?
That does not have a bone in it.
No, it's not supposed to.
Done the right way, that is not supposed to have a bone in it.
It's not supposed to,
and they served it to him, and it did.
Well, mistakes happen. Again, it's not my cell phone didn't get into the, you know, it's not something off my person that slipped into their food. It's something that was naturally there in the food. And it was missed. Again, how deep into the chicken do you want to go?
It was missed. Exactly. So it was missed and somebody got hurt. And so you're liable.
Yeah, I don't think the restaurant's liable. And maybe this will be another thing that's now on the menu when you go, when it says undercooked meat. Under that, it'll say boneless wings might have pieces of bone. Disclaimer.
And I don't think that disclaimer should get you off the hook. You act like that's so hard to do. Put a disclaimer on there. Like, come on.
No, I'm saying that's what will follow this eventually from restaurants.
And I don't think that should get you off the hook.
So if a coffee thing says hot coffee, does that disclaimer work?
Well, that is different. It's meant to be given to you hot. You're expecting hot coffee.
Yeah.
And
someone did get a big lawsuit off of that.
Which is crazy.
Right.
This is not that.
I don't think the court is in the wrong. By the way,
this is.
By the way, I would be able to
see. This is the same. This is the same argument you'd be making. Somebody handed you the hot coffee. You drink it, and you choked on two cocoa beans that are inside.
Okay.
That's the same thing. And then you go, wait, where do you think the coffee comes from, idiot? The beans. Of course there's a bean in there. And I go,
nowhere in my argument did I say, of course there's a bone in there. My argument is, there's a chance it slips through. It's an animal that was prepared.
But if that happened to you with the coffee, so you'd be like, oh, my mistake. You choked and you spit out the coffee all over yourself and you got in a car crash because you got it through the drive-thru.
I don't know.
And you just be like, you know what? Yeah, my bad. I should have checked for the beans.
I've never put myself in that situation.
You're not putting yourself in the situation. The restaurant did it to you.
Let me say, if the court went the other way, I could see that ruling as well. But I don't think it's crazy, the court's ruling.
I think it is. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy based on the standard. Based on the standard.
I told you. That rathead's not in my chicken.
No, the standard is would a person reasonably understand on a menu boneless wings to mean not containing a bone? That's the argument made in the court.
If you bite into a piece of chicken that has a bone, I think you could reasonably say, oh, yeah, okay, it's chicken.
No. That's not you're asking for what the standard is. The argument put forth in front of a court is the restaurant saying, oh, yes, our boneless wings, you should assume that it has a bone in it.
That it might have a bone in it. I don't think that's that crazy. I don't think it's as crazy as you're trying to make it sound.
I think it is crazy because you would never go to a restaurant, order boneless wings, and expect there to be a bone in it. And you never have. You've never gotten any sort of chicken nugget, any sort of anything, and eaten it with the caution of, oh, I better not choke on this bone. You've always ate it with the expectation of chow away.
You got me there. Again, I will go back to my standard of, if I bit into a chicken finger and there's a bone, I'm not going to act like I'm surprised because it's a piece of chicken.
I would act like I was surprised. Why? Because I've been eating chicken fingers for 30 years.
Never a bone?
And I've never had a bone in it once.
All right. I get it. By the way, I didn't like this text into the Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. Someone said, Beamer, what about a cheeseburger? Something along the line of a cheeseburger. That's ground beef. A bone's not getting to that.
Why not? Most of these boneless wings are ground chicken.
Obviously not this one. I kind of would prefer a
Do you
nice...
know that? Does it spell it out for you every time? Like, oh, this is ground chicken. Check for bones.
No, but I'd rather the one that's not ground, the one that's less processed.
Beef comes with bones. Cows come with bones.
Yeah, but if you're gonna ground the beef up, I'm sure a bone would get caught.
Okay, if you're gonna take a chicken, chop it up, and turn it into nuggets, I'm sure a bone would be caught.
I'm not saying don't go through the process of the restaurant. I'm just saying I don't think the restaurant should be liable in this situation. That's all.
I don't know.
I agree with the court.
I think if you think.
I mean, if this happened to me, I'd probably come on the air and go, hey, that Joe from 2 days ago was way off.
I just think if you say in this scenario the restaurant should not be held liable, I don't think that there's a single scenario ever that you would consider a restaurant liable for anything.
If a rat head appeared in my chicken, I would think the restaurant's liable.
To me, it's the same thing. Same thing.
I don't see the relation. The rat was never associated with the chicken. The bone, at one point in the chicken's life, was associated with the chicken. I keep on going back to that one argument.
Well, it's, you know, the E. coli was living on the lettuce long before.
But you expect vegetables to be clean. You expect food to be cooked.
And I expect the boneless chicken wings to be stripped of their bones.
Two of those things are a lot easier than the third.
Wow, this was too hard to do. I used to say that all the time working in food service. You know, I was going to wash my hands after going to the bathroom, but it was just too hard. Hey, we got David coming up.
David's up next. Stay tuned for that. Followed by Bowerly, all after Lucas with the news. Hey, good luck to James Madison today in the Boca Raton Bowl. We'll see you tomorrow.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.